Harper Children's Audio presents Strider by Beverly Cleary, performed by Pedro Pascal. Copyright 1991 by Beverly Cleary. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. From the Diary of Lee Botts, June 6th. This afternoon, as Mom was leaving for work at the hospital, she said for the millionth time, "Lee, please clean up your room. There is no excuse for such a mess, and don't forget the junk under your bed." I said, "Mom, you're nagging. I'm going to Barry's house." She plunked a kiss on my hair and said, "Room first, Barry second. Besides, where would the world be without nagging mothers? Everything would go to pieces." Maybe she's right. Things are pretty deep in my room. I hauled all the rubbish out from under my bed. In the midst of all the old socks, school papers, models that have fallen apart, paperback books, one library book, oops, and other stuff, I found the diary I kept a couple of years ago when I was a mixed-up kid in the sixth grade. Mom had just divorced Dad and moved with me to Pacific Grove, better known as PG, where I was a new kid in school, which wasn't easy. I sat there on the floor reading my diary, and when I finished, I continued to sit there. What had changed? Dad still drives his tractor-trailer rig, lives mostly on the road, and is late with his child support checks, or forgets them. I don't often see him, but I don't get as angry about this as I did in the sixth grade. I no longer feel like crying, but I still hurt when he doesn't telephone when he said he would. Whenever I see a big rig, excitement shoots through me until I see Dad isn't the driver. I wish... oh well, forget it.